Hello. No, we don't hello on this. Patrons.
No. We go patrons.
It's been a while. Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a phlegmy while. Oh, lordy.
Oh, you're breaking
hell.
The fucking
it's
place.
It's all happening.
Honestly, the adult isn't in the room and he's already destroying stuff.
This is going to get
childish real quick.
Fast.
To kick it off on a childish manner, I'd like to give a big shout out to Mr. Daniel Greenbeef.
Yes.
And his giant rectum.
Yes.
He says it's because he's had an operation. I reckon Karen's just pegged the shit out of him.
Again.
He's had to put some stitches in to make him feel again.
Fucking DP, I reckon. Fucking invite for someone. He did ask for a shout out as well.
He'll like that, I think.
Yeah, I reckon.
I think he'll like that. High on painkillers.
We messaged a little bit and he was like, I said, you must be fucking bored.
Yeah.
He was like, actually, I'm not, which worries me, because I fucking should be.
Yeah.
But, he seems to be on the mend, seems to be doing all right.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to be going too stir crazy.
Even though his anus is broken.
Even though my anus was broken. Do you reckon that's held up? Have you watched it recently?
Well, Borat?
Yeah.
No, I haven't watched it for years, truth be told.
I can't remember who it was. It might have been James. Might not be
what, Robinson?
Yeah, I think I showed
Judas.
I put it on when he was around once, and he was like,
this hasn't aged well. But for somebody who was quite happy to make a crack a really appalling joke, he'd get all butthurt about certain things, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
9/11 was one of them.
Yeah, you think he was like a closet American.
You would.
He used to sort of fanny around. And that's part of the inside job, and now you've got guilt attached to it, maybe. I don't know.
Wasn't it meant to be the Jews, or was it?
It's always the Jews. We've been over. Right.
Famously, you're keen on killing them, so you know.
Well, famously not killing them, actually.
Maths.
Famously, sort of, you know, not giving him a very nice life. For it later to be exaggerated by the winners or something.
Or something.
Is it me?
Is it me, or is your ginger beard ginger beard?
Is it me, or is it you?
Is it me, or is it thee?
The whole world does appear to be turning on the Jewish religion.
The whole world's fucked.
It is pretty fucked at the moment.
It's just fucked up, isn't it?
It is pretty fucked, yeah. Oh, God, it's going to smell fucked in here in a minute.
You smell like green bean sauce at this rate.
Well, you've just had the tiniest kebab in the world. You
oh,
shouldn't be
God.
Farting at all.
I'm livid about that.
I picked up this kebab, which I thought was a very light box of chips.
Yeah.
Which are basically air with some mash that have been fried.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, lordy, this must be the chips. I thought, oh no.
Oh, lordy.
Smothered in barbecue sauce. It can only belong to Bulge. And this, smaller than a child's portion, I would say.
It was. I'm still hungry.
You went, where's the cheese? I went, there's a fucking chicken, more like hell.
Because all I saw, I caught a glimpse as you opened it, and it was like, where's the fucking cheese? Stupid fucking beep.
I'll put a beep in there. Stop dropping N-bombs.
Fucking stitch me right up, you prick. You complete fucking prick.
Oh, lordy. What with the,
the unnecessary beeps. Yeah, that. Oh, Bulge is being racist, apparently.
Don't leave me in charge of editing, then.
Well, you insist on being in charge of editing.
Yeah, because I get to make you look racist. I mean, you know, cover up your racist tracks or something.
Right, yeah, okay. Right. Whatever floats your boat, mate.
Yeah, whatever makes you happy.
Whatever base your turkey, you fat fuck.
Whatever base your turkey?
I don't know.
Do you like turkey?
Yeah.
Do you rate it?
Yeah.
I people who diss turkey, I think, just fucking
grow
up.
No, just cook it properly.
It is also much too like chicken, really.
I mean...
But like good chicken? You know the bits of chicken that... I don't like a leg anymore.
No.
What's...
You're more of a tit man.
I am.
He loves
a good banger. Chicken bangers. But that sort of good tender chicken meat is the same as all turkey meat.
Yes. I think it's because the turkey tit is a lot bigger.
Mm, yeah.
The turkey nork is quite a lot bigger.
The Jordan of the poultry world.
No, they're not made of plastic.
No, damn. But people go, oh, it's dry. It's a meal that's accompanied by a brown liquid. Mm. That sounds horrible, but it's also glorious.
Get off that patio.
Talking of brown liquids, green beef. Oh, lordy. Yeah, it's accompanied. It's like saying, I don't know, God, these croutons are dry. You put them in liquid.
You put them in gravy.
Yes, fine. Get over it. Anyway, it's just 18 tangents in 5 minutes.
Dad's not here.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Anyway.
The adult is not here.
No. What were we talking about?
Greenbeef's bunghole.
Jewish people.
The Holocaust. World's fucked.
World's fucked.
The world is fucked.
In a nutshell. Do you reckon it will ever get unfucked?
I don't know. At this point, it just seems to be spiralling out of control, doesn't it?
Because I thought, right, genuinely now, I thought we were kind of turning. I thought we were getting away from all of this woke nonsense.
Mm.
I thought the world's kind of, you know, we've give them lot, you know, that's, yeah, yeah, identify as whatever you want.
And we don't care. We just don't expect me to go along with your delusion.
You just do what you want. And then they just went a bit too far with it.
Yeah.
They've gone,
Well, it was the compelled speech that was the problem. I have no problem with people who think they're girls, but they're actually boys.
Mm.
You know, I've no problem with that.
Yeah, give a fuck.
Whatever. You do what you want to do. Do not compel me to go along with it.
No, if you
don't try and get me arrested and a criminal record for saying, but don't you have a dick? Because you're a bloke. You were a bloke last week.
If you have a penis and you're a dude. Beard and I say he, I haven't misgendered anybody.
Yeah, I don't care if you're wearing a dress. That's irrelevant.
Yeah, that's fine. Eddie Izzard wore a dress famously. Yeah. That's fine.
Definitely look like a bloke, though.
Yeah. And he would identify...
Had a stronger jawline than you.
Well, mine's very hidden. Because, you know, there's things going on. But he would say, I'm a bloke in a dress. I like wearing women's clothes.
Yeah.
And now, all of a sudden, what's he called now? Oh, sorry, what are they called now? He's changed his name, isn't he?
Fucking knows. Who knows? Man. But it's you need to call me they, them, or she. It's like, but you're a dude in a dress.
When you were younger, did you ever try to give yourself a cool nickname that no one ever called you by? It's a bit like that, but
it's a bit.
No, you have to.
Yeah, you're legally compelled to now because you can get in trouble.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
Oh, everyone calls me Spike now. Do they?
Do they?
Yeah.
You look more like a dick to me. Richard. Richard Cranium.
Oh, lordy. Yeah, there's wars going on.
Oh, mate. What do you think of the Yanks stomping into Iran?
Because it's rather American. But
it's quite American, but...
It's American XL now, or XXXL.
Because, yeah.
Yeah.
The problem is... So, the lefty snowflakes who basically jump on anything, like Gaza, Hamas, fucking Iran, they go, anything that Trump does or anything the Americans do that's kind of... 20 years ago, it would have been, that's just Yanks doing Yank things.
Yeah.
Now it's like, no, I'm against it because Trump did it. It's like, okay.
Yeah, this is what...
Right, but what you are doing, and I appreciate you don't like the fact they've gone to war. I get that. I understand not liking that. Same with the Venezuela thing. But the Iranian regime, they'd throw you and your purple-haired fucking friends off a roof for being what you are.
Yeah.
For believing what you believe, for doing what you do in private with other adults, they would throw you off a roof or bury you in the ground and stone you to death.
Yeah.
And you're out supporting these people. It's like, you're not on the same side.
No.
As soon as they get some modicum of control, or they're in the majority, or they're in power, I'm afraid to say you're the first ones that will go. Because that's exactly what they did in Iran in the 70s.
Yeah.
The leftists... supported the Islamists and said, yeah, we're all on the same side, we want the same thing. It's like, you fucking don't.
Yeah.
They were the first ones to get, you know.
It's like these people that go to these like cannibal tribes and then get eaten and then they're surprised.
I can't believe he got eaten. I can't believe Jeremy got eaten. It's like, he went to see a cannibalistic tribe.
Yeah.
First time, they were just sizing him up to see if he's worth eating. Second time he went, they went, fucking, this cunt's fair game.
Yeah. Once it's...
He'll spit roast quite nicely, giggity.
Morning!
You know.
And then they'll cook him and eat him.
Just shag her, then kill her, as Ruddy would say.
But the thing was, at least back in the day, I think this is the difference. Is what's old Trumpy's excuse for going to war? Has he just gone oil?
I think... I it's fucking difficult because you don't know what to believe either is the other thing.
Well, what I was going to say was, what I liked was, I did like old George W.
The old warmonger himself.
Yeah. Just, you know, terror. We're going to cut down on terror. He's a terrorist. Terror. Oh, he was dead against terror. I don't know why. I don't know what Terry had done to him.
Yeah, he didn't like Terry at all, did he?
Anyone called Terror was getting, you
know. Lord Terror.
Yeah, he wanted people to put it in reverse. I don't really know what was going on. But he was dead against terror, whoever he was. And but he was also, like, do you reckon he was as thick as he actually Yeah, I mean, he wasn't Biden thick, because that's just like, you haven't got...
No, but Dyden?
Who?
Duh. anyway, Freudian slip there. Biden was just...
A senile old fart.
Senile old fart, who should never have been anywhere near the top of the most powerful country in the world.
I still think one of my favourite... My most favourite line from George W. was...
I did not have sex with... Oh, no, that's the wrong one. That was the one before, wasn't it?
Billary Clinton.
Billary Clinton.
Time to pay the bill. I did not have sexual with... Anyway, was when he was on a golf course...
Meanwhile, Monica's there with his mouthwash.
The Lewinsky's like, ah, Lordy.
Oh, Lordy, there's a old man.
He's on a golf course, and he says, we will start... that was a bit Clinton-y. We'll start this tour. Turn, turn. Stop the terrorists. Now watch this drive.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
And then I can't work out if I think, what the is that, fuck are you doing? I don't that's, think the man.
The only way that could be more American is if there was a Chevy Camaro in the background.
And a screaming eagle.
And a screaming eagle. and a 50 cal rifle.
Someone shouting, what the fuck's a kilometre? And Freebird solo intensifies.
Yes.
Anyway, that's enough on America. Did I tell you about my funny elbow? There's a sentence. Have I told you about my elbow at all?
No.
Genuinely, why not?
I don't think so.
You'd remember. Lordy, ooh. I had a funny elbow.
Did you hit on the not-so-funny bone? It's never funny when you hit the funny bone.
No.
Hurts like fuck.
It doesn't hurt. It's a horrible, weird pain.
Yes, it's strange, isn't it?
I feel like I'm being turned inside out by something or someone.
Green beef.
Morning. About. Basically, on a Monday it was. I've always had dry elbows. Can you see it now?
What the fuck is wrong with that?
That is nothing compared to what it was like. I will show you a picture in a minute, and Lord Almighty, it was bad, isn't it? It looks weird now, doesn't it? I think I've got a horrible feeling this is my elbow for life now.
What the fuck is wrong with that?
This is honestly nothing. Well, I might as well try and show you both if I can.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Time to pay the bill. Oh, no. I've got a new one.
Oh, no.
John Cena.
Autism.
Oh, hell.
Tonight on the Autism Podcast.
Oh, no. John's not here to water it down.
No,
though,
he's
either,
not.
Is he?
This is just unfiltered bullshit.
So, I've always had dry elbows.
Time to pay the bill.
It's time to pay the bill. Right, my elbows. I got dry elbows, always have. I think it's fat fucker problem.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm not so fat that I just get like the random patches of weird skin.
Right.
Yet.
But give it time.
I've always had dry elbows. I think it's because they've been very stretched over my elbows. Anyway, sometimes they will get really dry.
Does that hurt? It looks like it hurts.
No, not at all. No. That was my elbow. I'm not wanking myself off.
You wouldn't hear it if he was.
It sounds just like this. So, on a Monday... I thought, I need to sort my elbows. I need to start moisturising my elbows or something because this is painful. Because it cracks morning sometimes if it's too dry.
Yep.
And I thought, I need to get this sorted. And then I realised, because you go against the grain, you know what I mean? And that kind of opens up the cracks. It's like, painful. And I can kind of brush it back down again.
Yeah.
And I realised, it doesn't matter what I do with it, it fucking hurts.
'Tis an open wound, by.
So I was like, but it wasn't. It just kind of, it wasn't an open wound. It was just very, and I thought, no matter what I do, it's very painful. And I thought, bit odd.
Mm.
I looked and I thought, it does look quite red and swollen, to be fair. Oh well. Went about my day. Googled it.
Yeah.
Just typed in swollen elbow. And it came up with this and this and that and this and this, right?
You're going to die!
Basically. Yeah. Like, oh, you've got this. Anyway. So, it's not tennis elbow. It's known as student's elbow. Because you get it from resting on them too much. Which I don't particularly do. Apart from driving, but... not that much. I'm not, you know, fucking, you know, 12 hours driving kind of stuff. Yeah. I do some miles, but I drive somewhere, do something for a bit, drive somewhere, do something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Very odd. Anyway, And then it said, oh, if it can get infected.
Mm.
If it gets a lot more swollen, a lot more painful, when you can barely move your arm, it's infected.
Mm.
So a few days later, those happened.
Mm.
Very painful, very red, very swollen.
Mm.
Went to the pharmacy. Because the pharmacy's great.
Now you've mentioned it, that's really fucked.
You wait till you see the picture from what it was like.
Right.
Honestly, I looked like...
Was it bigger than your...
Penis or belly?
Not the belly.
Certainly not the penis, either. Honestly, I looked like...
Ain't nothing bigger than the belly.
I look like the Southwest wanking champion that's going up to, like, a national
competition. Did you have an Popeye arm?
I had an Popeye arm. That's the best way to describe it. When you see this picture, honestly, your mind's going to be blown.
Oh, dear.
So, anyway, I went to the pharmacy. Do you go to pharmacies very often?
Try not to, but...
Why?
Well, I'm not that ill that often, to be honest.
I'm not, but if there's ever anything up... I mean, so's a woman. Women are much more sickly than men. I don't want to go Andrew Tate on you, but it's true. It is true. Women are so much more sick. I don't know what it is. Weaker, I guess. Anyway. So, I'm joking, by the way, probably. And it's just great because you can get seen straight away by basically kind of a doctor who kind of got a bit lazy halfway through, I'm guessing.
Right.
Just kind of thought, fuck this. I'll just be a pharmacy. It's a pharmacist, I think. And he was like, I won't do the accent. But he was like...
Was he of an Asian persuasion?
He told me to ring Van Van Van. To put it into...
Is he from Yorkshire?
He had a bad canal on his head list. So he was like...
He's still a mean tikka masala on the side. Oh,
honestly, banging. He said, oh my God, mate, he's infected, mate. He needed a phone Van Van Van. So I was like, fuck. I was like, can you do anything? He said, no, mate. And I was like, fuck. So I went...
Get a pin in the fucking thing.
This was on a Saturday. This was, yeah, Saturday.
Squeeze.
Squelch. So I went home, I phoned Van Van Van, and they talked me all through it.
Eins, eins, eins.
Sounded alarmed.
Okay.
Was, you know, good, but not great.
You gotta die!
Basically.
Yeah.
So then I had to go all the way to Exeter.
To South Panic as well.
Very much so.
When you went, I'm gonna die!
No, she was like, you're gonna die. And I was like, I'll be alright. Nah, I'll be fine. So I had to go to Exeter.
Mm.
We went, ooh, lordy. Yeah, that's infected. Hell is.
There's a fire. Oh, wait, your elbow's fire.
Lordy, your elbow's on fire. yeah, so get that away from me. I keep fiddling with it. Not my penis. Yeah, so I got given a load of antibiotics.
Mm.
And I went down to Benny's unit one night, and he took the picture of my arm, which I'll show you shortly. I got home, and Benny said, you're right. And I was like, yeah, I'm fine, I'm fine. So it seemed a bit like unsteady on your feet, and I was like, no, honestly, I drove home.
I was pissed.
I honestly, genuinely, I felt like I was pissed. Just walking from my car to the front door, like staggering about the place.
Wow.
I was. And I was like,
lucky no one called Plod.
Uzi. And I was like, oh, fucking hell. And I thought, hang on a minute, I feel pissed. Like, even like my whole, like, oh, fucking hell. Do you know what I mean? I was like,
yeah.
I didn't feel good. Weirdly enough, something I've never experienced, no appetite. Very
Jesus.
Odd. Very,
that's why you lost weight this week.
That's when I was like, oh, fuck, something's wrong.
I don't want to eat.
I don't want to eat everything now. Yeah. Benny's mum, bless her, is a nurse of some sort.
Yep.
Benny showed her the picture, like, look at Niall's arm, wee.
He gonna die.
And she was like, he gonna die. So she was panicking. Benny was obviously Australian. He was obviously very tired. And proper, because she was relaying messages to him, and he was just making no sense. And what should have been a 30-second voice note saying, "Mum's quite concerned. Is it doing this? Is it doing that?" It was a 5-minute thing. And Mum said, "Is it?" And the manager in the background going, "Painful? Yeah. Isn't painful? Oh, fucking hell, this is painful.
Is there a discharge?"
So I phoned Van 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 again, who booked me an appointment because they were concerned. Because the swelling hadn't reduced at all as well. I've been on antibiotics for a good few days.
Right, it should have done something by then.
And nothing was happening. I had no appetite. I was unsteady on my feet. It was still painful. It was this, it was that, and the other.
Mm.
They booked me an appointment for the next day, which I thought, oof. You know when you accept it and you hang up the phone, you think, I probably should have asked if I had anything for tomorrow. Because I kind of think they'll go, well, if you wait till tomorrow, you're fine then. Do you know what I mean? So anyway, I didn't make the appointment, but the swelling reduced. And now I'm just left with this kind of knobbly elbow that's making you go, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Let me find this picture. This isn't great audio, by the way, while I try to find pictures.
Put it in Discord.
What, right now?
Well, maybe not right now, but maybe...
Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, say something then, so while I find this picture.
Sorry, I'm busy.
No, you're not though, are you? What the hell is that? Oh, okay. Talk. Nope.
Do you like weather?
It's your favourite type of bread.
Are you into bread? Oh, wait, you're from Devon. Of course you are.
What is your favourite type of bread? I've asked you before, no? There's only one answer.
What?
There's only one answer, I said.
What?
To the favourite type of bread question.
I quite like a ciabatta.
A ciabatta?
Is it ciabatta? No, I can't remember.
What? The kind of, like a chicken, no. Like a chicken legend roll?
No. Oh, what is it called? Focaccia. That's
Ooh,
it.
That.
That's what I mean.
You won the money
I knew it was an Italian name. I just couldn't remember which one. I was at it from the bakery on the Isle of Scilly.
Oh, not the Isle of Scilly.
Fucking Scilly Isles. Going back there in a couple of months.
Are you?
Fuck yeah. Unless, of course, they put the aviation fuel up to, like, £20 million a litre, in which case you might not be able to afford to. But we already paid for it, so tough shit.
This is my hand. Now, my hand looks like this right now.
Ooh.
Yeah, swolled. But anyone, it's my elbow that was
fucked. You gained 20 stone.
Again.
Yeah, that's like sepsis almost.
Yeah, that is a risk.
Did you hear that word a lot?
Yeah.
Morbidly sepsis.
Right, come round here and have a look at this.
Just turn it round.
No, genuinely, you need to see it up close.
Oh, fucking.
You got to get up. What's it's not that? That hard, is it? You're all full of kebab, aren't you? Right, ready? Try and lean in so we can get some mic action going on. Ready?
Oh.
Nope.
Yep. Fuck me running.
But like compared to my other arm.
I mean, fuck me.
That's my ass. That's my ass. I've got no ass, famously.
Yeah, that's not good.
Isn't that bad?
That ain't good. Is that like...
Touch it, don't you want?
Don't
know. Nope. No more than an elbow. Right, just fondling my arm on air. Get off my tits, you fucking idiots.
Welcome to the Autism Podcast.
Oh, lordy. So, yeah, that was my ailment for a bit.
Right.
I am worried. I'm just going to have... You know, as you get older, just things change.
Your shit breaks, yeah.
But someone who's barreling towards 36, I've done all right.
So when I got diagnosed with diabetes, 36.
That's what size waist I am. At some point in my life.
Briefly, as you passed it.
Yeah, not now. Starts with 3, though, probably. It doesn't. it doesn't start with a 5, though.
That's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
It's a good thing.
What else?
Like a special fat guy shops when you get that big.
I mean, I'm there anyway. Benny's going to a wedding, so he had to buy a suit and was like, fancy a hoot? And I was like, yeah, sure. That's not a sexual act. It means having a good time.
Is that what you do in the car park before you go to the suit shop?
Yeah, I hoot
you have a hoot on his hooter. I don't mean his norks.
And he was like, I just want a cheap suit. I don't care. Cheap.
Matalan.
Yeah, honestly. I like a Matalan suit because they're so cheap.
About 120 quid? Less than that.
Less than that. You're double digits for a fucking suit. And
99. Did you do a 99 quid job seeker special?
They must do. But it's cheap for, you know, just a fucking shirt and jacket. Yeah. No, trousers and jacket, sorry. And he was like, yeah, it's nice. I want to go look in like, other places. I was like, well, we could just go.
Are you a woman? No.
Yeah, honestly.
You go to Matalan, you buy a black or a blue one.
Well, this was, you know, I don't want to look like I'm going to a funeral.
We'll get a blue one then.
Well, I said this.
He wanted a fucking linen suit so he could pretend he's fucking Magnum PI, didn't he?
Well, I would,
because... Not that he knows what that is.
No. To be fair, about 10 years before I was born.
Mm.
Ish. But the problem is, when you're like doing it on behalf of somebody else, there's suits that I would never entertain. I was like, fucking, you'd rock that, Benny. Wear that one. He was like, no. I look like the cover of Thriller. He didn't say that, obviously, because he's 20 years too young. But... and then we went to Next, and surprisingly, the price wasn't actually that much more.
Right.
He managed to get Next, mind, jacket, trousers, and a shirt for $189.
Okay, yeah.
Not bad, really, is it?
Yeah, okay.
But I wouldn't have gotten anything in there.
Yeah.
Not even close. I can in Matalan.
Mm.
I mean, go outdoors would probably have something for me as well. Some sort of tarpaulin.
In the camping section.
Yeah. Burn. Anything else new with you that isn't car related?
Not that I can immediately think of.
We've only had all night in 4 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
Don't worry, neither can I, but...
Yeah, I mean, in fairness, no. Got back into sim racing a little bit again. Yeah, I've more into it. Practicing certain tracks and whatnot.
More on that later.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
From your perspective.
Yeah.
In about 10 minutes for us. No, that's nothing. Nothing's really gone too badly wrong.
What's on my list?
Fell out with work earlier on.
But, oh, did you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why?
I got deducted £50 for driving up a track instead of reversing up it.
You're kidding me.
Nope. And I drove up it for a reason, because there was a truck sat on the boards at a jaunty angle, and I couldn't reverse around it without trashing the verges.
Right.
She specifically told us to stay off. So I drove up and reversed on the boards. £50. When I explained that to the to my boss, he went, well, the rules are the rules. I was like, the rules fucking stupid, for yeah. one.
But the rules only works one way, though, famously.
Yeah.
So I put that up there. Audio listeners is a sleeve.
Yes.
Bim.
Well, there's also an argument about the person who I do 4-on-4-offs, that means I share the truck.
Yep.
And the person who I share the truck with earns more money than I do, doing literally the same job in the same vehicle.
Yeah, yes. Lordy. It's why? Like,
apparently he's been taken on as an Arctic driver and I wasn't. It's like, and?
What, so paying him an Arctic wage too?
Yeah. Even when he's not got a trailer on. Even if he's driving a vehicle that isn't capable of towing a trailer. And I'm like, well, I want that. Well, you're not.
How'd you find out he was on more money?
He told me.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
What, in a smug, cunty kind of way? Or just a kind of, oh, fuck, I shouldn't have said that. Well, not too bad, actually, because you're actually paying me this.
Kind of
oh,
smug. Lordy. Yeah, kind of really? Smug about it a little bit. It's like, okay. But apparently that's a no-no. I said, well, in that case, your small family-run firm is a load of shite.
Mm.
And I'm just a number, aren't I?
Yeah.
So.
Much more? It's more only, is more, but.
It's only like 60p an hour, I think. It's not a lot, but it adds up, though, it's not it? The point.
But if it's only 60p an hour...
Why not just pay me it?
Pay you it, yeah.
Yeah. It's not the point, is it?
Yeah, let's penny pinch. We'll really appreciate everything you do, but we're going to penny pinch.
Yeah. And
how did they know that you drove up and didn't reverse up?
Because somebody reported it, because they're a dickhead. Really? Yeah.
Not in the firm, like a farmer?
No, it was someone in the firm.
What?
Prick.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. I'd have worn, like, £15, yeah, fine. I'd have worn that. And there's also an argument about the money, because the hourly rate is okay, but it's not brilliant, especially right. now. And there's a bit of backstory to it, so it's like
especially
we had...
when they're deducting you as well.
Yeah, so there's a bit of backstory. They had... first year I was there, had a decent pay rise.
Yeah.
Second year, no pay rise at all.
Really?
Third year, 2.5%. So we're quite a long way behind where we should be, had we had... 3% year 2 and 2.5-3% year 3.
Yeah.
But we didn't. And they're going, oh, the hourly rate's fine. It's like, it's not. You know yourself, you've just been advertising for drivers and you struggled to get like 5 candidates and picked 3 of them.
And from what you're saying earlier, they're
yes, one of them's not very good. The other two are right, but one of them's not very good.
Right.
And I said that the reason for that is because... So they go, well, in Trowbridge, it's fine, is it? Yeah, but Trowbridge doesn't have that much haulage, whereas Taunton does in the vicinity, and they're all paying similar or more than you are for not walking around in human feces.
Yeah, you'd think you'd be, you know, you'd get a bit of a danger pay.
Yeah.
Leonard pay.
Yeah, I mean...
ass gravy pay. They pay.
What chaps my ass a little bit is they'll sit there and they'll plead poverty, and it's like... All right, so the main man's got a new 130-gram Range Rover every 2 years. The main man's son, who won the birth lottery and basically got a directorship to quite a big firm.
Mr. Nepotism, yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't.
Porsche.
Fucking hell.
Mark 1 Mexico, big house, etc., etc.
Mark 1 Mexico?
Yeah, same age as me, this guy. Right?
Well, not bad for 50, then.
Prick.
It's not quite the as guy, fun John's like here to laugh at. It's just guy, rude.
The guy's not even 40. Cayman GT4 RS.
Fuck me.
$90,000 V8 supercharged Defender as a company car. Big house, Mark 1 Mexico, big workshop.
Mm.
So and what I can see, it doesn't do a lot of fucking work.
No, I can imagine.
So well, he doesn't. You never see him. You should see the face he gets on when he's got to do some work. It's fucking hilarious.
Like me.
Yeah.
When I did security company, right, I had that F10, didn't I?
Yeah.
Appreciate it. I was just off a ban.
Mm.
And someone said to me, because I was earning good money.
Yeah, but you also don't want to spend $3,000 a month on insurance.
Well, someone said to me, like, if you're earning all this money, why do you drive around in that old Beamer? And I was like, two reasons. One, doing a lot of blow right now.
I've got a mountain of snow to get through.
Quite an expensive, you know, hobby.
Yeah.
And also, there's nothing worse. Let's just say I'm rocking around in a brand new fucking, you know, PCP'd 530D.
Yeah.
Or even a fucking whatever.
Which nowadays is fucking $60,000 minimum. Yeah.
And someone goes, oh man, you know, I've been offered a job elsewhere. Any chance you can just... If I just got a
no, we can't afford it, mate. It's
like, oh, I would, mate, but things are tight and that, and I'm like fucking wearing a tag, you know. I mean, I don't mean like a prisoner, you know, prison company accepted, but like a tag watch.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, driving a fucking Porsche, you know, clobbered out in all the fucking expensive gear, going, ah, mate, things are just tight.
And you don't have to do much for your living either.
And it's like, yeah, well, not that tight though, are they?
No, that's it.
Like I was chatting to. Customer I'm dealing with at the minute, he's got quite a few pubs and I look after all of them. And he was moaning because all the directors took a pay cut.
Mm.
And this bloke is in brand new Land Rover Defender.
Yeah.
110, all fucking toyed up with all the lights on the roof and all sorts.
And the stupid boxes on the side that get in the way of the mirrors. Yeah, yeah, that one.
And he wears the most obnoxious bling I've ever fucking seen.
What, more obnoxious than Mr. T?
I mean, Mr. T takes another level. I looked at a picture of him recently and it's comical.
It is comical.
Kind of 130 chains around his neck.
He must have neck problems now.
Must have. Is he still alive?
Probably.
What's his name?
B.A. Baracus.
Is that the actor's name?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe. Either. Probably. Oh, helly.
British Airways Baracus.
Which is ironic, because he wouldn't get on no plane, would he?
I'd get on no plane, fool.
And he also used to pity the fool as well, didn't
yes.
he? I'm not talking, I spelled Baracus, you reckon?
Like maracas, but with a B.
I've guessed, and I've got it wrong. Only one letter out. Right, B.A. Baracus. B.A. Baracus is his name in the A-Team. His real name's Mr. T.
What?
I promise you. The BA.
British Airways.
No, nope, worse than that.
Big arsehole. Nope, green beef.
Green beef. Sergeant Bosco Albert, BA, brackets, bad attitude, Baracus, played by Mr. T.
What Mr.? Yeah.
And Mr. T as BA Baracus.
Jesus. Is he alive?
He
dead fool.
Is alive. 73 years of age.
Jesus.
Oh, Christ almighty. Yeah. His copious gold jewellery, his tough guy persona, and his catchphrase, I pity the fool, first uttered as Clubber-Lang in Rocky 3.
Ah.
Then turned into a trademark used in slogans or titles like the reality show... I Pity the Fool in 2006.
Remember he did the Snickers advert as well?
Yeah, he did, yeah. I remember doing
get
that.
Some nuts!
That's it, yeah.
In a tank, famously.
And his last name is actually, does begin with a T. His name is Lawrence... I don't know. Tarald.
Oh, he's... Yeah, okay, he's got one of them names.
Go on.
Hmm?
I was going to say it as well.
Sounds a bit Louisiana Bayou, doesn't it?
It does.
Sounds like a bit like Waylon Jennings, a hole where his face asshole was.
Or something.
Check shirt.
He's 5'10".
Ah.
Anyway, that's enough.
It's quite tall from my perspective.
That's the same. I've got a foot on you. That's enough about B.A. Baracus. Don't know why I put an accent on it.
Well.
What were we talking about? We're going to knock it on the head.
How long is it?
15 minutes.
15 inches.
Morning.
Is that all we've done? 15 minutes?
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun.
Shit.
34 minutes.
Oh, really?
Hang on.
35 minutes.
35 minutes.
There we go.
And people say we've got nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
You didn't watch Alan Partridge either, do you? Well, there's a bit in I'm Alan Partridge where he plays a radio host on Norfolk Nights. Like BBC Norfolk or something.
That dog in spot. Sounds like a dog in spot.
Yeah, you lick mayonnaise. Not mayonnaise. Fuck. You lick. Aye! You lick mustard off of each other. Coleman's is from Norwich.
Ah!
That was a shit joke. I'm so sorry.
Terrible.
It was bad.
Didn't help you fucking didn't stick. You didn't stick the land in there, did you?
Well, I fucked it twice. Morning.
That's what a Norfolk person does to their cousin and their sister.
It's bad.
Same person.
They all sound like us as well, don't they?
I know, it's weird. It's like.
It is odd. How can you be so far away and sound the same?
You get like a West Country accent, and then it gradually gets more posh, and then more geezer.
Yeah, that's true.
And then, I mean, it's increasingly less geezer and more something else. and then it goes back to like a southwest, but it's a southeast twang, countryside twang. That's not an Essex, like, why, boy,
what?
What?
Anyway, there's a bit on Alan Partridge, and this is not going to work me describing it, but we have nothing else to talk about.
No.
Where he's doing a sort of a link, which is coming to an end. He obviously has a feature due to start at like 1 o'clock or something.
Mm.
And he says something. He's like, oh, and then the lamb lived happily ever after. And he glances at the clock, and there's like 10 seconds till 1 o'clock.
Fuck.
And he goes, and then, because you can see the clock as well, and just as it ticks over to one, he goes, news. Honestly, I would recommend watching it. Probably hasn't aged very well either. Right.
I've aged like milk.
Like milk. I think you're a handsome chap. So,
well, maybe.
Can I ask? Have I got a bald spot on the back?
Do you want the honest answer?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've actually.
Yes.
It's probably the headphones.
Yeah. Keep telling yourself that.
Well, my mum said, "Well, you got a bald spot like your dad." As I walked away earlier on, I was like, "Thanks."
I mean, growing your fringe out isn't really doing a very good job of hiding this bit.
It's all I can do.
I
can't afford turkey yet.
Accept the inevitable. Shave it off.
Not yet, surely. You waited a while.
Well, no, I've been shaving it off for 10 years.
You've been balding for 30.
What? Since I was born? Yeah, all right.
Oh, Lord. Well, on that bald note.
That's a bum note, isn't it?
Yeah. Burp. Right, well, it's good to be back.
In the sack.
Morning. No, it is good to be back. I've been thoroughly looking forward to this. What? No, it is good to be back. And
John will be back at some point.
Yes.
As you all know, he did explain it in the Discord.
Yeah,
you know,
I know not all of you know in the Discord is. And everything else, but yeah, he was here earlier. It was nice to see him. But yeah, not quite up to turning it on, as we say.
Yes.
It does require some effort, actually. That's probably what people don't quite appreciate is...
You say effort. I don't know.
It must be effort to be in a room with me for a while.
I mean, I haven't murdered you yet, and there are some sharp implements on the table.
I know, and I've been eyeing them up thinking, fuck, I need to move them.
One of which is dirty at the minute, so you could die of secondary infection.
Yeah.
If your fucking elbow don't get you first.
The sepsis doesn't get
you first. Sepsis in your elbow don't get you first.
The sepsis doesn't get me, bulge will. If the bulge on my elbow doesn't get me. Right, bulge, say bye.
Bye.
Niall, say bye. Bye.